My name is Donna Marchand, and I am a graduate of the University of Toronto Faculty of Law, and I survived the White Women's Studies program and the White Anthropology program. And I'm a Native woman, and I always come to these events, and I love y'all for being here. But I gotta tell you something. Why are you so surprised this is happening? I'm gonna tell you something about Robert Pritchard. He's a Holocaust denier. And I'm gonna tell you who the most powerful man at the University of Toronto is. He's the dean of the law school. And he's also a Holocaust denier. And he's a Jew. And the reality is, in North America, how many times does 6.5 million go into 60 million before it counts? Are you surprised this is happening? The biggest industry in America is the buying and selling of babies. It's a $3.5 billion a year industry. You cannot buy and sell human beings under contract law, but you move it into family law, you call it adoption, and you support an entire social service industry. I'm serious. I figured that the workers at the Adoption Disclosure Registry since 1983, in wages alone, that doesn't count the ones that you're supposed to do mandatory therapy with, have made $10 million off our suffering. Now, the reason I'm saying this is I'm trying to, the issue of what is commodifiable, is I sat in a law school class where the dean of the law school was teaching corporate law, and for 2 hours he opened the floor, and I took him on, logically, because I have a background in economics, Chicago School, a little something else there. If you want to know how to take it apart, you ought to know how it works, right? So I'm an Indian with a law degree with a background in economics, and I'm international law and constitutional specialist. But what I really do, well, how I make my rent is I'm a musician. But I sat with this man and 180 other people in our BizOrg class, and I deconstructed his logic. At the end of the class,